KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have mostly clear skies, 35 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today and windy, a high around 48 with winds northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In the news, a Southwest Iowa boy who's being treated for brain cancer got a video message of encouragement this week from one of his Hollywood heroes, actor Robert Downey Jr. Amy Tierna of Council Bluffs said her 7-year-old Jackson was diagnosed in 2016 and was told he needed immediate chemotherapy.
So when they do that, they put a port in their chest. And his port, in particular, is right in the middle of his chest. And when his doctor put it in, he told Jackson, "Oh, you look just like Iron Man, and you'll get special strength from your port, just like Iron Man gets strength from his button."
She says that's where the boy's obsession with the Marvel superhero began, and Downey has played Iron Man in several blockbuster films.
His biggest wish was that he got to meet Iron Man, and he didn't want to just meet the Iron Man in a costume. He wanted to meet the Robert Downey Jr. I put it out there on Facebook if anybody knew somebody that I could contact, and I had a couple of friends who got back to me and said, "I have connections in Hollywood. Let me see what I can do."
One of those friends came through and got Downey to record a 27-second video message of hope, especially for the ailing second grader.
"Jackson, is that you? Hi. It's Robert Downey Jr. But you can call me Tony. Thinking about you. Stay strong. Know that my prayers are with you. And also, life is challenging, and you're just the man for the job. So, lots of love."
Tierna said it's a dream come true for her son to have gotten the video from the actor who plays Tony Stark, the man inside the Iron Man armor. She says her son has other items on his bucket list, but this checks off a big one.
"He does want to go to Iowa Hawkeye game. He's toured the stadium, but he's never gone to an actual game. But I know he wants to go to an Atlanta Falcons game. He wants to meet Peyton Manning because he's another huge hero of Jackson's, and he's kind of the hero that got him through his first major brain surgeries."
Amy says her son is taking an experimental oral chemotherapy drug, which the family gets through St. Jude Children's Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. Tierna said that they aren't sure how well the treatment will work, but they keep making sure Jackson is the happy 7-year-old he deserves to be. Well, sheriff's officials in Cass County said yesterday 5 people have been arrested recently on drug charges. On Monday, 18-year-old Matthew Dean Rosenbaum of Atlantic and a 15-year-old male were each arrested on a felony charge of possession with the intent to deliver marijuana. Rosenbaum was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he remained held on a $5,000 bond. The juvenile was transported to the Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs. Last Sunday, deputies in Cass County arrested 24-year-old Joel Sean Thomas White and 21-year-old Caleb Garrett Woodard, both of Atlantic, on felony charges of possession with the intent to deliver marijuana and a drug tax stamp violation, as well as possession of drug paraphernalia. Both men were taken to the Cass County Jail and remained held on a $10,300 bond each. Also arrested Sunday was 45-year-old Christopher Michael Green of Atlantic on charges of OWI first offense, possession of methamphetamine first offense, possession of marijuana first offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Green was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on a $3,300 bond. On Monday, 24-year-old Alex Lee Pleiss of Audubon was arrested on a Cass County Sheriff's Office warrant for felony theft in the second degree and forgery. Pleiss was brought to the Cass County Jail and remained held Monday, or actually Wednesday, on a $5,000 bond. And on Friday, 24-year-old Trey D. Anderson of Exira was arrested in Cass County on a charge of OWI first offense. Anderson was brought to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on his own recognizance. Police in Creston said today 39-year-old Amanda Carney of Creston was arrested at around 6 p.m. Wednesday for disorderly conduct. Carney was later released from the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. And a hit-and-run accident occurred at around 3 a.m. Wednesday in Creston. Authorities say a 2016 Ford Escape was legally parked on South Maple Street when it was struck by an unknown southbound vehicle. That vehicle then left the scene. Damage from the collision amounted to $2,000. The Creston PD said also no injuries were reported when a 2014 Chevy pickup driven by 67-year-old Frederick Franklin of Creston backed out of a business driveway in front of a 2006 Chevy SUV. The SUV driven by 51-year-old Michelle Riley of Bedford struck the pickup on the rear end, causing a total of $1,800 damage. Frederick Franklin was given a warning for unsafe backing. A woman from Council Bluffs and a man from Red Oak were arrested on multiple charges Monday following a pursuit in Glenwood. Authorities said yesterday that officers Trevor Mass and Captain P. Martin initiated a traffic stop on a black Jeep Commander with Nebraska license plates for reckless driving in the area of 1201 South Locust in Glenwood. The vehicle took off, leading Glenwood police on a chase with assistance from Mills County Sheriff's deputies, the Iowa State Patrol, and Council Bluffs police. During the pursuit, officers observed the suspects, 22-year-old Haley Byerly of Council Bluffs and 28-year-old Ian Clark of Red Oak, attempting to discard evidence. Mills County K-9 unit, Deputy England and his partner Valor were deployed and recovered a pair of sunglasses along with a firearm. The suspects were apprehended in Council Bluffs. Byerly faces charges that include felony possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine, obstruction of justice, and carrying weapons. She was being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail on a $50,000 bond. Clark faces felony charges, include felon in possession of a firearm, theft in the second degree, and eluding. He was also charged with carrying weapons, possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and violation of a restraining order. The cash-only bond for Clark was set at $10,000. The Harlan Police Department Wednesday issued a statement concerning the number of narcotics-related arrests. They said, "You probably noticed an upswing in recent narcotic-related arrests in both the media and social media. And as you may know, this is a broad-sweeping problem across all communities in the Midwest and across the country. The Harlan Police Department, they said, has been taking steps to curb this problem within our community, Harlan." Officials went on to detail some statistics from the last couple of months of summer. The statement said, "With information from concerned citizens and cooperating individuals, the Harlan Police Department made multiple arrests, served several search warrants, and filed for a couple of arrest warrants. The charges ranged from possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of controlled substances, and up to multiple delivery charges and even manufacturing charges. The narcotics-related charges included multiple drugs, including but not limited to marijuana, methamphetamine, and cocaine." The HPD says during the month of August, there were a total of 27 different narcotic-related charges filed with the Shelby County Courthouse. Within the month of September, netting 43 different narcotic-related charges. The statement ended by saying that with the continued support and information from the citizens of Harlan, the Harlan Police Department will strive to continue to fight on illegal drugs within our fine community. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 40-year-old Myron Lee Brandon of Pacific Junction was arrested Tuesday night. Brandon was taken into custody on a Shelby County warrant for violation of probation. His bond was set at $10,000. And Taylor Vilhauer of Corning was arrested Tuesday in Mills County for possession of drug paraphernalia. And finally, in area news, Cass County Democratic Party Chair Sherry Telly said yesterday a presentation on IPERS, the Iowa Public Employee Retirement System, had been made Tuesday by State Treasurer Michael Fitzgerald. He spoke to about 90 people in the Atlantic High School auditorium. IPERS is a defined benefit program to which current GOP legislature has attempted to make some significant changes, wanting to change it to a defined contribution plan or a 401k. It's unclear as to Governor Reynolds' plans for IPERS, as she has made several ambivalent statements, according to Telly, over the past year regarding the pension plan. Because of those proposed changes, public employees, she said, have expressed concerns about their retirement security. Fitzgerald told the crowd that IPERS is a $31 billion retirement plan designed to provide secure lifetime pension benefits for Iowans who choose careers in public service. It's estimated by the IPERS board that about 80% of retiree benefits being paid out remain in the local community. In Cass County, 2017 figures supplied by IPERS say there were 755 benefit households. The annual cumulative benefits provided to those households amounted to $11,277,422 for an average of $14,937 per retiree. Fitzgerald serves as the trustee and custodian of the IPERS program, through which 1 in 10 Iowans is a current or potential beneficiary. Saying that public employees must be vigilant about their investment, Fitzgerald stressed the need for concerned public employees to contact their legislators and legislative candidates, as well as governor and gubernatorial candidates, to express their opinions about IPERS, especially if they want to save IPERS from possible changes. That is a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.